This is Honey of MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Tuesday, July 13th, 2010. I know I haven't podcasted for like a week. I think it's been... Oh, what did that do? I'm sorry, I'm clicking on something on the computer, and I know I should not be, because that's what happens. Let's see, when was the last podcast? Oh, it was July 8th. Okay, so I guess I podcasted last Thursday. Yeah, the return podcast. Well, this is not a return podcast. This is just another podcast because I am continuing to podcast. Usually, I would podcast on a Sunday or a Monday and tell you about the weekend, but the boyfriend and I just got home yesterday, so I did not podcast yesterday, but decided to podcast today. And I think I already informed you last week that we went to the northern neck of Virginia to visit some wineries and my friend Bob. Well, that's what we did this weekend. We ended up going to over a four-day, well, because, let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, because we actually did, no, I guess it was a 3 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yes, those 3 days, we ended up going to 9 different wineries. And actually, we did not buy very much wine. We just did a lot of tasting this time. So, I know I only bought one bottle of wine the entire time I was there. The wines were okay, just nothing to be, super, surprised about or, nothing to write home to mom about or whatever. But the best part was that we got to visit with my friend Bob, and we had a wonderful time. We haven't seen them for, we think it might almost be a year. So it was nice to spend time with them and hang out and chit-chat, and we swam in their pool, and they have an indoor lap pool, which he and his wife do, and it's so nice. The boyfriend and I, we went in there with Bob, and we went in there naked because that's the way they swim, so and that's always fun. But his wife did not go into the pool with us naked. She said she doesn't care to do that with the boys, but she goes, the boys can go in there naked, so no big deal. Anyway, the point is we had a very nice visit with them. We had a great time. We ended the weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia. We toured Colonial Williamsburg, stayed in a little bed and breakfast, and walked the entire Colonial Williamsburg length and saw the Capitol, the Governor's Palace, all those typical buildings that you see in the Williamsburg commercials on TV. Well, actually, you may not see the Williamsburg commercials on your TVs because that's a Virginia thing. I don't know if they have those national or not, to tell you the truth. Anyway, we saw all of the typical Williamsburg sites. We did not pay for the tour because it was $36 to take the tour. Or to go into the buildings, but we just walked it ourselves. Plus, we got there late in the afternoon, so it was hot, and we didn't want to pay for a tour. Anyway, but we had a nice time, because after we walked the entire Colonial Williamsburg, we walked through the campus of William & Mary, and that place is gorgeous. They have such a gorgeous campus with beautiful old buildings. The one building is from 1693, it says on the weather vane on the top, and I thought that was kind of cool, seeing those really super old buildings. Then after that, we came back to the bed and breakfast room, and the proprietor, or the guy who was running it for the night, he was hot. Well, I thought he was hot. I would do him. Anyway, so then we got up Monday morning and left at about 10 a.m., and it's about a three-hour drive, so got home about 1 o'clock, 12:30, 12:40, 12:35, something like that. Got home and then, did the rest of our stuff. So we had a very good weekend, very nice weekend. It was very pleasant. Now, let's see, other things I had on my list to talk about. Just some real quick things. The oil leak or the oil spill that's happening. They supposedly have the special cap going, and it might possibly be ending. They said it might be today, but I think it's going to be tomorrow. They're testing the integrity of this new cap that's on the pipe or whatever. And they showed it on the news tonight, and they were showing how close they are to actually stopping the oil flow. So that's a good thing. Another thing, George Steinbrenner died today. But you know what? I'm not a sports person, and I'm certainly not into baseball or the Yankees, so I didn't really care or was really affected by that. I saw it first thing this morning, so they reported it pretty quickly. And then when I was watching The View, that was like the first thing that Whoopi Goldberg said was, that George Steinbrenner died. Oh, and on The View today, they had Clay Aiken. And Clay Aiken was getting into it kind of with Sherry Shepherd and Elizabeth Hasselbeck about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell survey that the military is sending out and, the kind of questions they're asking and how inappropriate they are, or how they're leading to make people respond in a certain way. And I don't know about that. I just think, I'm just waiting for the day that they get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I'm waiting for the day that Elizabeth Hasselbeck shuts her trap because she's so stupid. I can't stand her. So anyway, oh, I know what else. And on The View, they had Bret Michaels. Do you remember Bret Michaels from, oh my God, what's the name of that VH1 show? Oh God, what is it? Something Love or, I don't know. Let me see, Bret Michaels. Oops. Bret Michaels show. If I had two fingers, I could type this. On VH1. And what's it called? It's like Love or something. What's it called? No, it's not even there. Life as I Know It. That must be a new show he's got coming up. It is. What's the old one? Rock of Love. I think that's what it was. Rock of Love. Anyway, he was on The View today, of course, talking about his brain hemorrhage and his emergency appendectomy and all that stuff. But here's the thing. The man, maybe it's a vanity thing, a bald man's thing, I don't know. But this guy wears that bandana that looks like shit. Clearly, it's his real hair in the back because he's got it in a ponytail. But the hair from the bandana, the part that is visible on the top from where the bandana ends and where the bandana is on the back, that is clearly a wig. I mean, why? I did tweet it earlier this morning. It's like, Bret Michaels, take that bandana off, take the wig off, and just accept that you're going bald, dude. It looks so bad and so fake. I don't know if anybody else agrees with me on that, but I'm just like, oh man, you look like shit. And the thing is, we know it. We know that you're bald. And if you don't know it, then you're stupid. I went over to Twitter and did a search for Bret Michaels because this was while The View was going on, and I thought, oh, there's going to be some other people who are going to agree with me about him and his hair. But all the Twitters about Bret Michaels today was all about how he's going to take over for Simon Cowell on the American Idol. I'm like, who gives a shit? And they did talk about that. He said that to Joy Behar, and he's going to be on Joy Behar's show tonight. But I'm just like, who gives? I don't care about that stuff. I shouldn't even care about him with his wig either. I know, but it just looks so bad. That's why I talk about it. That's why I say that. But yeah, I don't know. Moving on. I heard on Big Fatty's show today that he's going to do a Big Brother kind of like recap show or discussion show or something after the Little Fatty Cast on Friday evening. So I am going to totally tune in for that because this year's Big Brother is going to be good, but only because I know one of the contestants. I don't know if you're hearing my chair make that noise, but I heard Arthur talk about his chair making noise today too. So there we are. We're all making noises with our chairs. Anyway, back to the Big Brother thing. I'm watching it. So far, I've watched the two episodes. Last Thursday, there was the opening show and then Sunday's show. And the bisexual girl has already come out to Reagan Fox. And of course, I don't even need to be telling you all this, but Reagan Fox is a podcaster from the very beginning. I think he started shortly after I did, or maybe around the same time I did, 5.5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. Wait, 6 years ago, is it? Oh, no, 5.5 years ago. I don't know exactly when. He may have started in July, or I don't know. In any case, he's a very, I don't want to say an old podcaster, because he's not an old podcaster. He's a podcaster who has been podcasting for a very long time, and you probably are familiar with his show called Fox in the City, or Fox in the City? Now I don't even know. because I don't actually listen anymore. But the point is that I'm watching Big Brother, and I'm thinking it's cool because I know somebody. I mean, I've listened to him before many times. Used to listen to him all the time, especially when he was on Eat This Hot Show with Madge and who were the other people? I can't even remember now. That's so bad. Anyway, Big Brother is, I think it's fun. It's going to be interesting. There are some hot guys on there. Big Fatty said that he already knew who won the power of veto and all that. But how does he know that? Because, wait, is he watching, I don't know, Big Fatty, tell me, are you watching the Showtime 2 version thing so you can see it? Or he said something about Twitter. He was following somebody on Twitter who was revealing all this stuff. I don't know. I'll have to figure that all out. Again, the point is that I am watching Big Brother and loving it so far. Let's see, what else do I have in here? Oh, I have a new voicemail number. I was tweeting this. I finally set up a new voicemail number. And the thing is, I probably did not have to get a new voicemail number, but I wanted to have a voicemail number tied to this, to my Gmail account with the name Honey. So that's why I went ahead and set up a new one. Now, for those of you who have not called yet, and there's many of you because I only have one voicemail message, the phone number is 202-709-6082. And please, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I'm not supposed to do that. That's for Big Fatty. Let's just say that. Anyway, that's the voicemail number. Please call and leave a voicemail message. I did get one voicemail message from Haunt Cub, and he was calling to be the first one, or one of the first ones to, christen the voicemail line. So I will play his voicemail right now. So let's listen to this.
Hi, honey. I'm home. Okay, that sounds really weird. Hi, honey. This is Haunt Cub. I had to think for who I was for a second there. This is Jay, the Haunt Cub in Delaware. Just wanted to be one of the first to welcome you back to the airwaves. We missed you, buddy. Good to hear you on here, and hope to be on a show soon. Take it easy. Bye.
Thank you, Haunt Cub. That was so nice of you to call. I appreciate it, and thank you for the welcome back to the Podosphere. I feel very welcome back. Everyone's been so nice welcoming me back and listening and all that stuff. So, yeah. Actually, the first podcast from last Thursday has been downloaded 1,200 times. I know. Isn't that freaking crazy? Crazy. And speaking of that, iTunes, on iTunes, which I know I did not even ask for, there's already 4 5-star reviews on the new iTunes page. If you have not found it yet, it's My Honey Wears Plaid on iTunes. And I didn't even mention about leaving a review, but there are 4 people and I want to read them. The very first one came from Miss Wes from Live It Up. And he says, well, the title is, he sounds very familiar. And he says, he reminds me of someone I used to listen to. I have a feeling it's going to be a great show. Thank you, Miss Wes. And then from Miss Nessa, she wrote, an extraordinary sweetie. Honey is what personal journals are about. He is extremely down-to-earth and kind, but isn't afraid to state his opinion. A mix between his personal life, politics, wine, and Apple products. This show is a great listen. Thank you, Nessa. I can't wait to hear Nessa's big show. I haven't heard what it's going to be called or, you know, if it's on iTunes yet or not. So I'm listening to her audio boost to keep up with, the release of their new show. Anyway, and then the next one came from Kevin and Danbury, and he says, the best revival. This is the best revival of an off-Broadway show ever. There hasn't been a better podcaster to show up in my iTunes than Honey. Down-to-earth, funny, and just all-around fabulous shows. Thank you, Kevin and Danbury. Now, I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm currently having a thunderstorm. I don't know if you heard that thunder or not, but there's a thunderstorm going on. But since I'm recording with the iPod Nano, it doesn't matter if the power goes out. Except that I need to read this last review on iTunes from Eddie2870, and he says, it's not a comeback, it's a return. He says, I am so happy Honey has returned. Best of the old and looking forward to the new. If you only listen to one podcast, this should be the one. Thank you, Eddie. That's so sweet. Now, I normally do not check the reviews, but I wanted to make sure that the podcast was there. you know, because I got an email from iTunes saying your podcast is now live. So I clicked on it, and there were already those four reviews. I was like, holy shit, people, thank you all so much. If the rest of you want to go over there and leave a review, that's fine too, but I'm not a big, person on the reviews, so if you want to, that's fine. What I would really love you to do, because I have not been able to get the old podcast deleted, if you would go over to your iTunes and delete your old review from that old podcast, that would be great. I'd appreciate that. Because if you delete the review, it gets rid of the name that was on there, and then less people can find it if they're trying to search for it, if you know what I mean. So go over to the iTunes and delete your review from that old podcast. Anyway, the reason I can't get rid of the old podcast is because it says you have to delete, it says in the feed, you have to delete or put block in the feed or something like that to delete it from iTunes. But I already deleted the feed and the email that was associated with it. I deleted everything, and without knowing that I had to be able to do that, deleting the or blocking the feed or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, go over to iTunes and delete your review from the old podcast and leave a new review if you want to. Now, I know I'm just rattling on. The next thing, or the last thing I should say, is on Thursday, I have decided to return to the live shows this Thursday, July 15th, 2010, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. I have a feeling that Arthur will be joining us because he hinted at that possibility on his podcast. And I already know, I don't know. That's for a different date. Because I said I was going to come back on July 22nd, and Han Cub said he wanted to join in, but Han Cub is going to be busy this Thursday, so he can't join us on this Thursday, but he will on the 22nd. Now, I say I can come back this Thursday because the boyfriend is going out of town on Thursday, and I'm going to be dropping him off at the airport early in the morning, so I should have no problem getting my old stuff out and setting it up for a live podcast on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. So please join in the chat room, or if you want to join in the conversation, and I don't have any idea what we'll talk about, but of course I'm sure there'll be some politics and some gay issues in there, and I welcome everyone. I am on Skype as the same old name, I think, or I might have even tried to change it to Honey, I think. So most of you are already on there anyway. Excuse me. So you can join in the conversation or join in the chat room, or both. So I think that will be all for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the reviews on iTunes and all the comments you guys have been leaving on the website, too. I'm working on the website a little bit. I love the plaid that I've chosen for the background, but I don't like this layout, this theme. I need to choose another theme. Because you know what it does? It doesn't put the links in alphabetical order automatically, and I don't like that. And it doesn't let me put a border around my pictures, and I don't like that. So I need a new WordPress theme that is simple like this, but where I can put my own background, that plaid background on there. Oh, and I have to thank Lala Lauren because she gave me a new Twitter icon and a new iTunes icon. So thank you very much, Lala Lauren, for that. I appreciate it. So I'm going to look for a new theme on WordPress, but that shouldn't change anything. All right, well, boys and girls, that is all I have for today. Remember to come back on Thursday in 2 days, July 15th, to join the live show on Pride48.com at 7:30 p.m. And, you know, I should check really quickly. I'm thinking about it. Do they have the schedule updated with that? No, they still have the old one. I need to send him an email. All right, well, that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.